Welcome to the Library Fairy and Friends. I'm your host, the Library Fairy, sharing stories from around the world just for you. Today's story is The Barking Mouse. This is a folktale from Cuba, a rendition by Antonio Sacre at antoniosacre.com. Now, children, does a mouse bark? That's right, a mouse does not bark. What kind of sound does a mouse make? That's right, squeak, squeak, squeak. But in this story, we will discover why a mouse will bark. Let's begin. The Barking Mouse.
Una vez había una familia de ratones.
Once upon a time, there was a family of mice. Mamá ratón, that was Mama Mouse. Papá ratón, that was Papa Mouse. Hermano ratón, that was Brother Mouse. And hermana ratón, that was Sister Mouse. Well, once upon a time, they all went to have a lovely picnic lunch. They went to the park, laid out their little blanket, and began to eat. They ate macaroni and cheese. Ooh, yum, yum, yum. They ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They had potato chips. And always their vegetables. Yes, they like to eat vegetables. But after a while, hermano, brother, was getting a little bored. And so he asked his papa, "Papa, por favor, please, can me and mi hermana go play? We promised to be back before dessert." Papa said, "Okay." And mama said, "Okay." But then papa gave his little boy a very stern warning.
"Do you see the fence over there? Over the fence over there is el gato. That is a cat. I do not want you to look at el gato. I don't want you to see el gato. I don't want you to smell el gato. Promise me you and your sister will not go see el gato."
Hermano said, "Okay." And his hermana said, "Okay."
They went to go play, and Mama and Papa went to fix dessert. Well, after a while, when hermano and his hermana, brother and sister, were getting a little bored. And so hermano asked his hermana. He said, "Hermana, I want to go see el gato." And his sister, hermana, said, "Sí, sí, sí, I bet el gato isn't prettier than me." And so they went to go see el gato. They tiptoed across the park. They tiptoed up to the fence. They climbed up the fence. They peeked over and they saw el gato sleeping. Well, hermano thought this was so funny, that this was supposed to be big, scary El Gato, that he sang a song to wake El Gato up. And it goes a little something like this.
"Hola, gato flaco. Hello, skinny cat."
El Gato was still sleeping. Well, hermana, his sister, thought this was so funny that she sang the song even louder and even longer.
"Hola, gato flaco. Hello, skinny cat."
El gato woke up. She looked at the two mice making fun of her at the edge of her fence. She jumped up, just missed the fence, and fell backwards on her back. Splat!
Meow!
said el gato.
Well, hermano and hermana thought this was so funny that el gato could not catch them. They sang the song even louder and even longer.
Hola, gato flaco. Hello, skinny cat. Hola, gato flaco. Hello, skinny cat. Hola, gato flaco. Hello, skinny cat.
El gato was furious. She jumped up on the fence, dug her claws into the wood, looked at hermano and hermana straight in the eye, and said,
"Meow." Hermano and hermana were so scared they had never seen a cat up so close before, and they ran for their life.
Adios, el gato. Bye-bye.
They ran across the park. They caught up to Mama and Papa, who were making dessert, and they were running so fast they were out of breath. And they said,
"Mama, Papa, vámonos porque el gato va a comernos."
"Mama, Papa, let's go because the cat will eat us."
Well, Papa looked around and he said, "El gato? I don't see any el gato. I see that cat. I will look her in the eye. I'll punch her in the nose. Pow, pow, pow."
Well, just then, El Gato jumped up from behind a bush and stared at Papa right in the eye.
Papa was so scared, he went behind Mama. Hermano was so scared, he hid behind Papa. Hermana was so scared, she hid behind Hermano.
Well, simple as you please. Mama Raton, Mama Mouse, looked El Gato, the cat, right in the eye. She put her hands on her hips, looked at El Gato, and said,
"Woof, woof, 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 woof."
El Gato thought there was a dog around, jumped across the park, jumped over the fence, and was never seen again. Mama Raton, Mama Mouse, looked right at her family, and she said quite simply, "You see me, familia, it is always important to know another language."
Children, thank you for listening so nicely to the story today. Always remember to be the hero of your own story. And come visit me anytime at thelibraryfairy.com.
That concludes today's show of The Library Fairy and Friends. Copyright 2010 by Super Showstoppers. Theme and story background music by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening.